Well, the travel writer and author named Jeremy Horowitz shares this story of the first time that he ever paid a bribe. He was 23, he says. He was traveling to Brazil for the first time for work. He was going to a convention, so he really had to get there on time as well. He is a U.S. citizen, and he had traveled internationally before, but he did not know that Brazil is a country which requires U.S. citizens to get an entry visa before arriving in the country. When Mr. Horowitz was asked for that visa, he said it began one of the worst weekends in his young life because he couldn't get in. First, he was deported to Paraguay, and then he ended up in the city of Buenos Aires in Argentina. He made his way to the Brazilian embassy there, and he enlisted the help of a local taxi driver to help him deal with the bureaucracy, to deal with the paperwork. He nearly lost hope when he heard another person in line say that they would come back in 3 days to get their own visa. Horowitz's taxi driver reassured him, though. In a whisper, the driver told him to hand over his passport with a $100 bill tucked inside. He didn't know what else to do, so he did. And after filling out a few forms, he got his visa within 2 hours. He was back in Brazil that evening. Now, the idea of paying a bribe is quite unusual to those of us who were born and raised in the United States, but in much of the world, we know a little money will often make the difference between getting what you need and going home empty-handed. A little money will make the difference between getting to your destination in just a few hours and getting there in a few days. I don't think that's a good thing, but, you know, that's the way the world is. King Solomon knew this. King Solomon was wise indeed when he wrote in the book of Ecclesiastes. He said, if you see the poor oppressed in a district and justice and rights denied, do not be surprised at such things. For one official is eyed by a higher one, and over them both are others higher still. The increase from the land is taken by all. The king himself profits from the fields. So Solomon says, don't be surprised when you see that the people working the field receive the least profit from their labor, because there's local officials who take from them, there's higher officials who take from them, and even the king himself profits from the work of that farmer. One person does the work, he says, and the profit, that increase from the land, the profit is shared by all. It's amazing that Solomon wrote these words almost 3,000 years ago, and they are still true today. And now Solomon is not just, he's not writing to tell us that government officials are bad. Solomon himself was king, after all. Solomon simply says that this is the way the world is. And because of that, we should be careful that we don't love our stuff. We should be careful not to love our money. In the next verse, Solomon says, whoever loves money never has enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with their income. This too is meaningless. And we love money, don't we? We love stuff, but this is meaningless because more money can never satisfy us. More things can never satisfy us. Once we have enough to care for our basic needs of life, more money doesn't really make us happier. And the more money we make, then the less that money means to us anyway. This is what Solomon understood at the end of his long life. Enough is enough. When you have enough to take care of yourself, then there's not much point in looking for more money, more stuff, because it won't make you happy. It won't make you right with God. And remember, this is the man whom the Bible tells us was the richest man in the world. This is the man whose palace was filled with only golden things, golden cups to drink from, golden plates and utensils to eat with. Nothing in Solomon's palace was silver because Solomon was so rich, silver was considered to be of little value in his days. Solomon had money, and he said it all was meaningless. But Solomon recognized that when we are willing to say that enough is enough, our lives don't need to be meaningless. This is what Solomon says at the end of our reading. He says, this is what I have observed to be good, that it is appropriate for a person to eat, to drink, and to find satisfaction in their toilsome labor, and that is just their work. under the sun during the few days of life God has given them, for this is their lot. Moreover, when God gives someone wealth and possessions and the ability to enjoy them, to accept their lot and to be happy in their toil, this is a gift of God. So Solomon says it is a blessing when we can be content with what God has given us. We might like to have more, we might want to have more, but more money and more stuff won't really make us happy. It is a blessing when we are able to say enough is enough. I have enough money. I have enough stuff. Not because I have a great amount of money, but because God has provided for my needs today. And we know as the people of God today that we can be truly content with our lives when we have hope in Jesus Christ. Because Jesus came to forgive our sins. Jesus has won for us eternal life. Jesus has given us all that we truly need. We know that our lives are short and often hard, right? But Jesus promises us that we will have an eternity of blessing and peace with him as we live in the new creation. And so today, let me encourage you to give something away. Look around your home. If you're really courageous, look in your wallet for a little bit of cash. Look at your money and look at your stuff and tell yourself, this won't really satisfy me. This won't make the difference between happiness and sorrow in my life. God has given me enough for today. And look for a way to bless others with what you have. Maybe you can give it to a neighbor in need. Maybe you can give it to a good cause here in town. Let me encourage you to give something away this day or this week and to bless another with it. This is the good news for us today. Enough is enough. And God's love in Christ is enough for me. In Christ, we can be happy with what God has given us for today. In Christ, we can work without striving and without struggling always for more and more. In Christ, we can be content, we can be happy, and we can be joyful. This is a gift from God. Amen. Let's stand.